Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KGK Morning Show.
Where'd you come from?
I was out and about. I was out the door and realized, oh, we forgot to do this.
There he is.
For our Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, here's what you may have missed on the show because you're not a morning person. Is rotisserie chicken healthy or not? On the surface, I would say yes, right?
It's delicious and it smells good. And
yes.
It would absolutely smell good. But come to find out, yes, it is a high in protein. It also contains amounts of iron, calcium, and vitamin A, plus a lot of goodness.
Yeah, and a lot of salt.
Yeah, that's the downside of it. Apparently, depending on how it is seasoned, a rotisserie chicken can also be really high in sodium.
Yeah.
So you might want to call ahead your store if you're thinking about having a rotisserie chicken. And ask them if they would, if you could get an unseasoned version, if available.
Right.
Therefore, it should keep some of that salt away, and you can season it the way that you would like, so make it a little better. By the way, the tastiest part of the rotisserie chicken, which is the skin.
Yeah, it really is.
Apparently, it's the most saturated fat, so you might want to pull that off.
I feel like that's the case with all food. The tastiest, most delicious, bad for you food is.
But that's one of the good things about a rotisserie chicken is the subcutaneous fat, the fat that's right underneath the skin layer, will render out of the chicken. That's what the drippings is.
Why can't a scientist kind of just crisscross what I think is tasty?
Yes.
And then make things that I don't find tasty, tasty? Because usually it's the healthy stuff that is kind of bland.
I know
what I mean?
It's almost like, but this tastes really good. It's probably bad for me.
Probably, you know? Yeah. This is a pretty cool feature. Maybe some American airlines will pick this up. But right now, Aer Lingus, which is the official airline of Ireland, is offering a new service because, you know, I don't know why planes always come this way, three and three. Three seats and three seats. Usually people travel in even numbers.
Yeah, very few of three,
But anyways, if you want to fly by yourself without a seatmate in the middle seat there, either on the aisle or on the by the window, you can actually buy the seats next to you, which will give you a little bit more seat room. They call it the Air Space, A-E-R Space. Considered a premium travel experience. So if you buy the aisle seat, you'd also buy the middle seat. Or if you buy the window, you would also buy the middle seat. Therefore, you can kind of relax a little bit, spread out, not worry about someone taking your armrest.
You're buying for two seats. I'm going to bring a rotisserie chicken and strap it in.
Well, having all that extra space really does help, though. It makes such a difference.
It is. Of course, this is going to start as of September 1st. It will add about 3 or 4 times the cost of a standard economy ticket. But
this is Aer Lingus, the Irish airline. We didn't mention that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he did.
But it is also, in Europe, it's very cheap to fly anywhere. So like $30, $40 will get you somewhere. So that's not such a, you know, 3 or 4 times is not as bad as it would be for us to fly to Europe.
Yeah, it's not like tripling a U.S. flight, which is like $250 just for a little tiny, tiny, squashy seat where you get stuck next to somebody who's horribly uncomfortable and smelly.
Yes, and can I go on the record and say when you're on an airplane, it really should have the rules like put up there next to how to work a seatbelt, because if you don't know how to work a seatbelt, you really shouldn't be flying.
What are you doing on a
airplane? But here's the rules, okay? If you're in the middle seat, the middle seat has carte blanche over both armrests.
I would think, because you're already uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
And you've already got each one of the people on the outside of you have an armrest.
Exactly.
So you get
almost
both?
Never get that either. People always, I end up in between two men and they're like, overflowing on the armrest. So I sit there with my elbows tucked into my ribs, giving myself rib bruises.
That's part of the man spreading.
Yeah.
I'm being melodramatic, but yeah.
No, it's true. Scott always wants the window. So I always thought it was because he wanted to look out of it, because that's what I want to do. But he just wants to lean on it. I'm like,
yeah, because you get out of people's way that way. You have the whole area where little window like dips out. You can stick your head in so you have a little extra space.
Yeah. So I run blocker by purposely choosing the middle seat. So I'm like, you owe me big time.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
I like the window for the echo.
The echo?
Yeah.
Let's talk. This is a pretty cool thing to do here. How many cookbooks do you have? I'm sure you got like maybe two or three that you have a lot of stuff, or maybe the one mom gave you, though she put her own personal recipes in. But for the most part, you've got the Betty Crocker cookbook. You've got the Whole 30. You've got the Atkins. You've got some other trendy diet book or whatever. That you maybe have one or two recipes you like. The rest, you don't really care about. Why not host a cookbook swap party? Pretty awesome idea here. What you do is you gather two or three of your friends, because they also have cookbooks that they probably have one or two recipes and don't use the rest of them. And you get together kind of like a book club meets together with an exchange gift program.
And everybody talks about their favorite recipes from the book. And if somebody's interested, you could swap them. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Add a little snacks and beverages. You'll have a little party out of it. Pretty cool idea for you to do. They say, though, don't be kind of cheap. Don't do the little pamphlet type thing. Get the actual books.
Unless there's something really good.
I'd have to go buy one just to go to a cookbook party, because I'm not swapping my mom's old joy of cooking, and I don't own any other ones. I just Google whatever recipes I need.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see here. Speaking of Googling, a lot of people have been Googling how to make their own sunscreen after the FDA report last week that chemicals used in sunscreens, commercial sunscreens, actually are absorbed through the skin at higher levels than previously thought. That kind of freaked some people out, so there actually was an uptick of people trying to figure out how to make their own sunscreen. Let's just first off and say on the record, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. University of North Florida in Jacksonville actually went to one social media website, which was Pinterest, where a lot of people share recipes. And they looked and they have about 1,000 pins of homemade sunscreens. And here's what they found about them. Most of them contain coconut oil, essential oils, shea butter, and zinc. Not much there to block the UVA and UVB rays at all.
The zinc's the only thing that does, really. You know?
Right.
And but you don't know how much to put in, so there's no consistent... what's the SPF in there? You have no idea.
You have no idea what the SPF is. You have no idea how water-resistant it is, and a lot of these recipes claim that they are SPF, number and water resistant.
And SPF means sun protection factor.
And that's not necessarily true. The FDA says, despite the call for more research into the chemical active ingredients in commercial sunscreens, it is still recommended you use sunscreen that you buy from the store versus the ones that you make yourself.
Hellman's does not make sunscreen.
Oh, God.
Okay.
They say if you're really worried about some of the chemicals, you can go with more basic ones, which would be zinc oxide or titanium oxide as their active ingredients.
That's really the best, because you're just masking everything.
Right.
You just want to cover up. Sure, you're going to look like a kabuki dancer.
Well, I was going to say, keep in mind, this is not transparent. You will be white.
Yeah, right.
So, white-er. So the idea is, for if you just really want to avoid it, just stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
This is neat. New technology coming around. Generally, you talk about apps that diagnose your health as a bad omen, because, you're going to die after two or three clicks. But there is technology is getting a little bit better here. Apparently, there is an app that is in development right now, about to be tested for the general public, that will identify one of the key symptoms of ear infections in children. I think this is kind of cool here. It actually uses sonar. And what you do is you kind of take a piece of paper, you make like a funnel out of it, put the shorter side into their ear, and then put the phone up to the larger side, and it will funnel the sound in. And what it does is it will detect the fluid that's in the ear, and because of that, it will slow down the response of the tones that are coming out. So it's able to identify an ear infection. They say it's about 85% effective, which is about the size, pretty much what a doctor will do as well.
So, this is so futuristic, but I love that we're here. It's so interesting.
Why does the FDA have to approve this?
Because
it seems weird.
I'm assuming
probably because it's it's diagnosing something medically.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why, because it's diagnosing an illness, perhaps. What they're saying is that this actually might be very helpful, especially for parents with kids that have earaches. It's getting them in the car, sitting in the waiting room. They're just not feeling well, and this might actually make their lives a little bit better for them. And then finally, we learned this week Game of Thrones came to an end. No spoilers here. The only spoiler is HBO's like, where's our subscribers going?
Yeah, how come you guys are quitting? what was the most Googled phrase after the Game of Thrones?
During Game of Thrones? They saw a sharp increase into cancel HBO subscription.
Oh, my God.
Now, keep in mind, the Series 8 finale viewed was 19.3 million people. That is a record for the franchise. By comparison, the last time we had a frenzy like this over an HBO series coming to an end, that was a decade ago, back in 2007, with The Sopranos, they only had 11.9 million.
Wow.
So you can tell a lot of people watched this finale. And what their people are finding out is like, well, I guess it's over. I don't need to watch HBO anymore. So they're seeing, they're anticipating around 20% of cancellations over the next few days. It kind of leads into another thing of too, that HBO is kind of one of the more expensive apps. If you
They are definitely
they're 15 a month about.
Yeah, it's the same amount if you bought it through your cable company. $15. If you buy it through your cable company, at least you get it for free on the app. But
I mean, and they have star-studded casts. I mean, Big Little Lies coming out. That's a huge one. That's about to start up again. And then they have several new shows that they've got coming. And then there's some new mythological series that they've been promoting on Game of Thrones. I forget what it's called.
Is it Watchmen?
No, well, there's Watchmen, too. But there's Dark Creatures or Dark Animals or something like that. And there's all kinds of stuff.
Hey, did you? You were talking about how you wanted to watch Chernobyl.
Yes, I haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting until I can sort of wrap my head around it. I know it's going to be kind of dark, but you saw it, right? You liked it?
I absolutely love it. I just remember Chernobyl when I was a kid. I remember Tom Brokaw on TV showing this, and it was kind of neat because Scott was, you know, he didn't know much about it. So I'm like, it was actually Finland or Norway, one of the other that detected it.
It was Finland. Yeah, they were coming over their radar, and their Geiger counters were starting to go off because of something, this cloud that came from Russia.
But you can tell it's a good series because it's kind of like Titanic. You already know what's going to happen. It's already in your head.
But you're still
I am on the edge of my seat watching this show. Right.
I mean, and I don't know really much about it at all other than post-Chernobyl pictures that I see. So
They had guys in helicopters trying to put out the fire in the core. Mm-hmm. Those guys are all dead because they were exposed to so much radiation.
Yeah,
it was a suicide mission for them.
It's a fantastic. So if anything, to keep watching, these shows. But you know, when you're talking about, something that by comparison, you can get Hulu for as little as $6 a month. Netflix as little as $9.
Yeah. Well, that new Disney thing with all of every Disney animated movie that's ever been made, plus Marvel, plus Star Wars for like $6.99. Yeah, crazy.
You know, they did buy Fox. I did find this out. They're moving The Simpsons over there.
Wow.
They're moving everything. So, you know, now the whole reason that I have cut the cord was to save money. Now everybody's making their own
adding
app.
Up.
Yeah. I know.
It's like they have the cord back. What's going on here? But so there you go. That's the latest there. So there's our show for today, Tuesday, May 21st. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC at the Rotary Chicken Store.
Bye. Have a good one.
Rotary Chicken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.